Our last article this month retraces 40 years of a cult video game, Pac-Man. Do you know what the link is between a pizza and Pac-Man? And who are Puck-Man and Clyde? All is about to be revealed.
A new kind of game. At the start of the 1980s, video arcades were a boys' world. The games generally all had a similar format: shoot things, preferably aliens. This was of limited interest to people without high testosterone levels, and so arcades were often rather depressing places. Which is why 25-year-old Japanese designer Toru Iwatani wanted to invent a game that girls could enjoy. He explained his thinking in 2010. When you think about things women like, you think about fashion, or fortune-telling, or food, or dating boyfriends. So I decided to theme the game around eating.
The Pizza Connection. While Iwatani was trying to invent his girl-friendly game based on food, he bought himself a pizza. As he took the first slice, he looked at the remaining pizza in the box and had a moment of illumination. There was his character. The character is called Pac-Man because it sounds like Paku Paku, the onomatopoeic sound for eating in Japanese. In fact, he was originally called Puck-Man, but US businessman explained to Iwatani that American boys were definitely going to alter the P to an F because this would be hilarious.
The Four Ghosts. Pac-Man's four ghost opponents are called Inky, Pinky, Blinky and, Clyde. They are programmed with an AI-like algorithm so that each shows different behaviour and reacts to how well you are playing the game. For instance, if you keep losing, Inky and friends start going in the wrong direction to make sure we weren't simply stressing the player out. This is why players sort of like them, even though they are the enemy.
The Power of Pac-Man. Pac-Man not only became a cultural icon, appearing on thousands of pieces of merchandising from T-shirts to lunchboxes and often referenced on TV and in movies, but it also changed the direction of the video game industry. Yes, there are still lots of shooter games out there, but Pac-Man gave rise to the genre of gentler maze games such as Donkey Kong, Mario, and hundreds of others.
Billions in small change. Pac-Man is the most successful arcade game of all time, with many later versions such as Ms. Pac-Man, which is apparently a superior game, and Baby Pac-Man, which is not. It has been calculated that approximately $2.5 billion was spent playing them in arcades, and all in the form of small change. Even today, it remains totally addictive. In 2010, when Google replaced its logo with a playable version of Pac-Man for a day, it is estimated that it cost businesses 5 million man-hours and $120 million in lost revenue.